This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. At least three people are dead following a shooting on a tram in the Dutch city of Utrecht. The mayor confirming the fatalities on Monday. Dutch police are now searching for a Turkish-born man in connection with the incident. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports German police say they have upped surveillance on the country's border with the Netherlands and are on the lookout for the gunman.
A spokesman for the border police says additional officers have been requested to watch not only major highways, but also minor crossings, as well as railway routes. He says the federal police are in close contact with authorities in the Netherlands and have a description of the suspect. Initially, German authorities were told to look out for a red Renault Clio compact sedan, but now they've been told it was found abandoned in Utrecht.
That was AP's Charles de Ledesma. New Zealand's prime minister said Monday her cabinet has made decisions about the gun reform laws, following Friday's massacre at two mosques in Christchurch.
I intend to give further detail of these decisions to the media and public before cabinet meets again next Monday. This ultimately means that within 10 days of this horrific act of terrorism, we will have announced reforms which will, I believe, make our community safer.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern discussed the government-funded buyback of newly outlawed guns during the news conference. She applauded those who have already surrendered weapons to authorities. Ardern also said the bodies of the 50 people killed will be returned to their families by Wednesday so they can be buried according to Muslim tradition. Authorities have accused a 28-year-old Australian man of carrying out the horrific attack. The latest on that story on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Flight data recorders of Boeing 737 MAX planes that crashed in Ethiopia and Indonesia show clear similarities. That's according to Ethiopia's transport minister Sunday. The minister said the so-called black boxes from Flight 302 that crashed last week were recovered in good condition, and almost all data was able to be extracted. He did not elaborate on what the similarities were. The transport minister said that a preliminary report on last week's plane crash, which left 157 people dead, would be released within 30 days. More than 150 people were killed and hundreds more were missing Sunday after Cyclone Idai swept through southeastern Africa. The Mozambican town of Beira had been hardest hit. A team of International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Society's aid workers reached the devastated city Sunday to assess the situation, according to a statement. A team leader has described the situation as terrible, with the scale of devastation being enormous. The United Nations estimates more than 1.5 million people in Mozambique, Malawi, and Zimbabwe were affected by the storm. Emergency officials in Indonesia say the death toll following the flash floods and mudslides in Sentani and Papua, Indonesia's easternmost province, has risen to nearly 80, with 43 people still missing. More heavy rain fell on the area overnight into Monday. Indonesia's National Disaster Agency spokesman said tons of rocks, mud, and trees slid down into a river, which overflowed, sweeping away people and houses. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela and the Russian Deputy Foreign Minister are meeting in Rome this week to discuss the, quote, deteriorating situation in Venezuela. Sabina Castelfranco has more for VOA.
For Russia, Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro remains the country's only legitimate leader. Russian officials are expected to emphasize this point when they meet with the U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela in Rome on Monday and Tuesday. The U.S. and some 50 other nations have recognized opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. Russia is to reiterate its position that a U.S. military intervention in the South American country would be inappropriate, Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Ryabkov told the Interfax news agency on Sunday. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Russia and other nations say sanctions imposed by the U.S. are only hurting the population. The U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, Elliot Abrams, has defended the sanctions, saying they are only a temporary measure. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.